Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Welcome to this bonus episode of the podcast. I think I mentioned a million years ago that I was making over the guest room in my house. I can't remember when I mentioned it on the podcast, but I know it was a while back. It was last year anyway, because that's when I started it. And it's finally finished, which is why I thought I would do this episode to talk to you all about it. So I started the renovation, I think it was in September last year. I'd already planned it all out prior to that. I was initially planning to do it much earlier, but you know, life happens and it just didn't go that way. So the room before was decorated with remnants of my old living room from my old house. And if you've listened to previous podcast episodes, you might have heard me mention my old living room, which was decorated with a range from the next directory that all match. So I bought a few of those items to the new house, and I think it was the cushions and the prints on the wall, and decided to do like a purple theme around it, which I teamed up with a mocha kind of neutral colour, which just isn't really me anymore, not in any big way anyway, because I had that, we had beige carpet, still got the beige carpet, a mocha duvet cover, a beige bed, black wardrobes and black curtains. So it was all pretty neutral with purple pops, which wasn't really my thing anymore. And I've been wanting for a long time to redo the room. So as I said, I think I started it around September when I started buying all the accessories and things that I needed to do the room. The first thing that I did is to strip the wallpaper off, and it was a feature wall just on one wall, the kind of thing I don't do anymore. And that was from Next as well, actually. It was like picture frames, but not with nothing in the middle. I thought it was quirky at the time. But yeah, I'd had it for quite a few years, so it was time to say goodbye. So the first thing I did was strip the wallpaper off, and then the second thing I did was prep the walls and everything for painting. One of the walls, which was an outside one, I had to put some insulating paper on that because it's like a single brick wall, our house, so it needed some insulation as we were getting bits of mould on there. So that was another reason why I wanted to get the room done. So once all the walls were prepped, I painted all of the walls and the ceiling, and the paint colour that I plumped for was a lovely peach colour called Pretty in Peach. Do you remember Pretty in Pink, the movie, the film, with Molly Ringwald? Maybe you're not as old as me. Yeah, I loved that film in the 80s. So yeah, the paint was called Pretty in Peach, and the reason why I chose this colour was to match with an absolutely amazing mural that I decided to decorate the sliding wardrobe doors in, but I'll talk more about that in a bit. After painting all the walls and the ceiling, I painted the frames of the sliding wardrobes in black. They were currently silver, which, if you know me, just isn't my thing. I did choose it at the time, I suppose, but it was 10 years ago. So I painted all the frames black, and the actual sliding wardrobes themselves were like a black glass and mirror in between. At the end of the sliding fitted wardrobes, we have a little cupboard and some shelves. So I wanted to update those as well. So what I did is If you've seen my laundry room makeover at all, I bought some half dowels from B&Q, which is a DIY shop if you're not in the UK. It's a UK one. And I stuck them onto the front of the door to create a fluted effect. And I also carried that around the corner as well, where there's a mirror and a side panel to the wardrobes. I painted them in another colour, an actual green colour, which was also taken from the colour of the mural. And that was another Valspar colour called Benjamin's Buttons. And it's just a gorgeous shade of like a sage green. Because I wanted the ornaments that I was going to put on the shelves to pop, I decided not to paint the back of the shelves in the same green. I decided instead to paint the back of the shelves in black, the same as the frame and everything of the wardrobe. And I also put the dowels at the back. I created a panel and stuck the dowels to the panel and then slotted them in to the shelves too. They were quite deep, the shelves were, so I kind of reduced the depth of the shelves by doing that, which I also did in our bedroom too. The room previously had black curtains, which were short curtains, which is another no-no when it comes to interior design. The reason they were short was because there was a radiator underneath them, which makes it awkward sometimes. So I decided to buy a blind. I bought a Roman blind and we went fancy and I bought a remote control one. So you can put it up and down with the remote control. Now, I bought a plain white blind. What, I hear you say? Yeah, don't worry. What I actually decided to do with the plain white blind is to get some black sticky back vinyl and cut out some zebra print. Zebra? I don't know why I said zebra. I never say zebra. Zebra. What do you say? Zebra or zebra? Yeah, anyway. I cut out some zebra print patterns with the sticky back vinyl and stuck it all on because I had looked at some blinds previously that were zebra print and they were just silly money. So, and they weren't even remote control either. So I thought I'm going to give that a go myself. And also, if I decide to redecorate the room in the future or I get fed up of the zebra print, I can just peel it off and put a new pattern on too. So that's what I love about my sticky back vinyl hack. The only thing that I wish I'd done differently is it is actually matte, but it's still got like a sheen to it. So I wish maybe I'd look for some kind of, you can get like velvet, sticky back velvet type sheets of things. I wished I'd have looked for that so it was just a little bit more matte and not shiny. But anyway, I really love it and it looks great. I previously had in there a small glass mirrored dressing table and glass mirrored bedsides. I sold the bedsides and I've replaced them, which I'll talk about later. But with the dressing table, because it was just the perfect size, it was really thin and small, so it fitted really well in the bedroom without, you know, people not being able to get around or anything. So I did struggle to try and find anything the same size. So what I decided to do in the end was upcycle the dressing table. And I got the sticky black, my trusty sticky black vinyl again. And I stuck that to the top of the dressing table, to the surface, and painted any little edges in black. And I painted the legs black too. And then I got my dowels and stuck them onto the frontages of the drawers and painted them in the sage green Benjamin's Buttons, which complemented what I'd done on the door and the side of the wardrobe. And I'm really pleased with that, how that turned out. I bought a gold knob as well to go on there and it looks so good. You wouldn't even know if you put the old one and the new one next to it, you wouldn't even know. I have actually done on my Instagram account a highlight of the makeover, so you can go over there and see all the things that I did from beginning to end. A quirky thing that I decided to add into the bedroom, and by the way, all the things that I'm talking about here I had planned beforehand. I didn't just make it up as I went along. I'd done a mood board and plan and everything. This is something that I've been thinking about for years that I wanted to do somewhere in the house. I bought some mannequin legs. Another brilliant 80s film, Mannequin. Oh my gosh, my guest room makeovers. based on 80s movies without me even realising. The ones I actually got had a hook on them so you can hang them up on the wall. They're meant for obviously shops where they're selling trousers or jeans or whatever, and they can hang them up to display them on the wall. So I thought that was a great feature to have. And then I gold leafed the legs, which was such fun. And I'm really happy with my little quirky addition to the room. I mentioned earlier that I'd sold the old bedsides, and the new ones that I bought, they weren't my original choice, but when I remeasured, I realised that my original choice ones were too big for the width of the room. This is something that you always need to take into account before ordering furniture and everything. Make sure you've done your measurements that they actually fit in the room. Because sometimes what things look like on a website can be totally different to what they are when you get them. So the ones that I ordered in the end, they were still bigger than what I would have liked, but they fitted okay. And they're actually black, and they've got two drawers, and the front of the drawers are fluted, which was what gave me the inspiration for the fluted doors on the wardrobes and on the dressing table too. So they're black, and that gave me the inspiration to do the back of the shelves in black. So can you see how things are cohesive and complementing each other, but not all exactly matchy-matchy? Actually, the dressing table, I was going to paint the front of that black too, but when I was actually in the middle of the makeover, I thought that I'd look better in green, and I put a poll on my Instagram stories, and the majority of people said do it green, and I'm glad I did because it looks better. So I've got my bedside tables. They're still bigger than what I need, to be honest. Why are bedside tables so big? The ones that we've got in our bedroom are smaller, and I really could do with the bigger ones, to be honest, because I've got stuff to put in there, and they're basically empty in the guest room. This is how things go with decorating, guys, and makeovers and whatever. Things don't always happen perfectly, but we've just got to understand that and know that that is absolutely okay. So I'm absolutely okay with it because I'm over the moon with how the room has turned out. But yeah, my bedsides are black with like a fluted front, and they've got gold handles of them too. Very glamorous, very me. I love glamour things in my home. The light fittings in the room. On the bedsides, we've got lights that are hanging from the ceiling, and then there's like a glass globe with a metal ring around them, in gold, of course. I did actually contemplate about them, how we were going to get them wired in and everything, because I didn't really want the wall to end up being channeled out, because even when you fill a wall after you've channeled it, you can always still see, you know, the mark of where you've channeled it and filled it and sanded it and everything. So what we actually did in the end, Andy found these Wi-Fi switch receivers. We got the dimmable one, and it's like a little box, and you connect it to your light fitting. He actually put ours in the loft because that's what's above the guest room. And as I said, the light fittings were hanging from the ceiling. And then you get a kinetic push switch, which doesn't have to be connected to anything. I've just stuck them on the side of the bedside, and you can switch the lights on and off without having any wires going down the wall. So there's an idea for you if you're in the same dilemma as what we were. And also, you can operate them from Alexa or an app on your phone and a couple of other things as well. For the main light on the ceiling, I found this gorgeous bubble light fitting. It looks like lots of little bubbles, and it's in glass, and it's like an amber glass. And also the glass on the bedside lights was an amber glass too. So even though they weren't from the same range or matching, they do tie in really lovely with each other. Now, the piece de resistance in the room was this gorgeous mural that I'd had my eye on for ages, and I was absolutely obsessed with it. And it's a massive crane with its wings open, but it's all gorgeous colours. It's a gorgeous green and teal and peach and pink with gold edges. It's just so, I just love it so much. It's so dramatic and it makes such a statement. So we got that mural going across the whole run of the sliding wardrobes and it looks amazing. It's the same kind of thing that we did in our main bedroom, as I said before. Andy said it looks better than our room now. And then the finishing touches was a few accessories and ornaments, some quirky last touches that I've put in there. Also a small zebra rug because we've still got the beige carpet. We do want to replace that at some point, but didn't have the time or budget to do it with the makeover. So I just thought that would, you know, make the floor look a little bit more interesting. Oh, I forgot the bed. We replaced the bed too, and we've got a black velvet bed with a gorgeous black headboard, black velvet headboard in like a fluted style. And I've got some bedding on there which ties in nicely with the mural. I did actually worry at one point that the black bed and the black bed sides might, because it's a north facing room and it's not the brightest, it doesn't have the best light. What was actually amazing was when I, because it was painted before in like a mocha kind of colour, which I think just sucked all the light in, to be honest. It just goes to show that it's not always great to paint a dark room in a neutral colour because it doesn't always, you know, do the best with the light. Because when I painted it peach, when I was first walking up the stairs, I was thinking I'd left the light on in the room because it was so bright compared to what it was previously. So because the room's north facing, I did start to think at one point, because originally my bedsides weren't going to be black, I did start to think I've got black bedsides, a black bed, you know, we've got some darkish colours in the mural. Is this room just going to look too dark? And I did have a bit of a wobble, but it's fine. It turned out absolutely fine in the end. And I did have a wobble about other things too. As I'm decorating, as I go along, even when I've planned everything, I'll get to certain stages to think, oh, it's not going to look right. It's going to look crap. That doesn't match. Oh, no, oh, no, no. I just wanted to let you know. I do that. I still do that now. I do it with every makeover. So I just want to let you know that if you've done all your planning and everything, have conviction that it's going to look okay in the end. Part way through, it won't always gel together, especially when you get getting daring with things as well. So trust in yourself, because I have a wobble and Andy has to say, finish it and you'll be fine in the end. And it always is. Fingers crossed most of the time anyway. And the last thing I did as a finishing touch was some DIY wire words. Well, word. I won't tell you what it says. I'll let you go over and have a look on Instagram. But yeah, that was the last thing that I did. And I am so happy with how it's turned out. I'm really proud of what Andy and I have achieved with this makeover. And I really hope that when you go and look at it, you will get inspiration for your decor and know that you can get daring with your decor too. So if you're listening to this episode on the day that it airs, I'm putting an Instagram reel out on the same day over on Instagram, obviously. And I think the show airs at 5 a.m. in the morning. So if you listen to it really early, it might not be up yet. But keep your eye out during the day and the reel will air and it will be the reveal of my guest room makeover. I will also put some sneak peek pics over on the Facebook group so you can go and have a look at it over there too. And I will put links to everything in the show notes. If you're listening to this episode in the future, then I'm sure if you go along to my Instagram account, you'll be able to find something of the guest room there. And I am doing a tour of my home on the website. So if that's finished by the time you listen to the episode, which if you're listening to it live, it may not be, but I will at some point in the future when I've finished it put a link to that in the show notes too, so you'll be able to go and see the guest room there. So hopefully whenever you're listening you will be able to go over and see what I've done, and I would love to know what you think of it over on Instagram and also over on the Facebook group too. So I hope you've enjoyed this bonus episode. I was excited to let you know what I've been doing with my latest makeover, and I will see you next Tuesday, where I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.